Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you. So let's get started. Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to Monday Mastery. 5 minutes that's going to kickstart your week the right way. I hope you all had a fantastic weekend and you're ready to get started into this new week. Now, I wanted to talk to you today about rejection. It's something that is a big problem in the fitness industry, whether you're new, whether you've been in the fitness industry a while. A lot of people see rejection as a failure, as a reason for them to stop pushing forward. But I want to challenge your thoughts a little bit and look at rejection in a different way. I want you to accept rejection and learn from rejection. Now, think of rejection like this. Somebody is not ready to engage in your services or buy your product. That's what rejection ultimately is. It's not a personal attack at you. It's saying that whatever you are proposing to me, I haven't made a decision that I'm ready to invest or ready to buy. And one thing that we all really kind of forget in the fitness industry is that we are selling a product. We are selling what we do. Now, when we look at what we do, in order for people to come on board with us, they need to know about what we do. They either need to have had a referral from somebody, which we all know is the gold standard in terms of taking on a new client. But then if you are in a gym environment, you are approaching clients on a day-to-day basis. You're talking to people. You're building relationships with people. If you propose a personal training package to somebody and they don't sign up with you, there's a very good reason. And like I said a couple of minutes ago, it's not because they don't like you. It's because you've either gone in with a sale before they've actually understood what your product is. You haven't satisfied a problem that they're facing. So you might have gone off on a tangent about a particular subject that's not even relative to what their goal is. You haven't spent enough time trying to find out about them. What about if you've been in the fitness industry a little bit of time? And you might launch a product to the marketplace, you might write an ebook, or you might be doing Insta story videos, and then you're talking to people who interact with you in messages, and you tell them about your online training, and they don't invest in you. You talk about personal training online, and you're not having anybody engage with you. You see, across the board, the biggest word that I teach any personal trainer is value. And those of you that know me, have been following me for a while, I put out a lot of content. I put out a lot of content relevant to the people that I work with, personal trainers and also day-to-day people coming to the M10 brand for coaching. I satisfy problems. I help people with part of the solution. But the main solution is investing in me or M10 or my team in order to help them achieve their goal. And therefore, I challenge you with rejection. If somebody comes into our gym and sits down and has a consultation and they don't hire us, it's because we've not provided a big enough level of information or we haven't satisfied what they're there to try and achieve with us. So we don't go away with our tail between our legs and go, damn, that person doesn't like me, doesn't like the management in the gym, doesn't like anything that I do. I then say, right, why didn't they sign up? What was it that we didn't do? Can we give them a phone call back and ask them to give us their feedback? What about on social media? You can look into your messages. You can actually say to yourself, I think I actually asked somebody to work with me prior to them showing any level of interest. So the whole thing about today's Monday Mastery is to see rejection as not providing enough value, not providing enough information, being in the gym and trying to sell personal training to somebody who hasn't even expressed a level of interest. So I challenge you, are you putting enough content out on social media to deserve somebody to end up buying your product or service? Is your content in line with the product that you're selling? And when you're in the gym, are you actually helping people over time and then choosing the most appropriate time to then propose your services to people? Because if you are providing a solution, providing enough content, there are people that want to buy your products and services all over the world and in gyms. But just remember, don't see rejection as somebody doesn't like you if they haven't been given a big enough reason yet to invest in you. So I hope you found today helpful and you can go away and implement my ideas and my suggestions into your business. But this week, just look at some of the reasons why people haven't bought from you and try and connect the dots as to the reason why. As always, guys, if you found today's podcast helpful, please drop me a review, give me a star rating. I really would appreciate that. And at the same time, please drop me an Insta story. Drop me a message on my Instagram feed. Let me know if these podcasts are helping you. Share any ideas you have for future upcoming podcasts. And I'm going to be bringing you a really interesting podcast with my NLP coach very, very soon. So stay tuned, guys, and have a fantastic week.